President Trump ticks off another campaign promise and doubles down on his commitment to the fossil fuel industry. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. When Trump announced the U.S. would be pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement, he said it was to protect American workers. And he gave a shout out to the coal industry, including a surprise mention of a particular coal mine in Pennsylvania.
A big opening of a brand new mine. It's unheard of. For many, many years, that hasn't happened.
Coal mines have been closing down for about a decade. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports on why this one in Somerset County is opening.
The Acosta Deep Mine is an hour east of Pittsburgh, in a green valley between two ridges. Matt Owens stands where the mine entrance will be, at the bottom of a freshly dug hole, about the size of a football field.
This is the actual coal pit.
Owens is the mine's safety manager. A couple of crews around the pit are installing high-voltage electric lines to run equipment and fitting together big tubes to bring fresh air underground. When opened, the Acosta Deep Mine will employ around 70 miners. Owens points to the wall of the pit.
You can look, the coal seam's right there at the bottom.
Now, this mine was in the works well before Donald Trump was elected president, and it's not the same kind of coal used to make electricity. The mine will produce metallurgical, or met coal, which is used to make steel. Coal industry consultant Art Sullivan says the price for metallurgical coal has surged in the past year, thanks to events outside the U.S. China cut back its own production, and a cyclone hurt the coal industry of Australia, the largest exporter of met coal. Sullivan says this mine opening is about market economics, not politics.
It's quite certain that the president's election and any of his policies have had absolutely nothing to do with that new mine.
But don't tell that to the regulars at the nearby coal miners' cafe.
Well, my business changed since November the 8th.
Dave Berkey owns an excavating company that had done work with the mines, but that work slumped. Half the coal mining jobs in the county were lost between 2012 and 2015. Berkey is having breakfast with a group of other local business owners, all of whom supported Trump. He says his business from coal mines began picking up the day after the election.
Literally.
You could actually feel the difference in the atmosphere up here the day of the election.
That's Tom Altman. He owns a local company that makes lighting.
People just felt hopeful again. There's hope back in this country where there was no hope before.
That optimism may be real, but energy analysts say most coal in this country is used to make electricity, and it still faces big challenges, namely competition from cheap natural gas. Whoever or whatever is causing the Acosta mine to open, the end result is the same for Matt Owens. As he leaves the mine pit in his pickup, he remembers worrying about losing his job, as his company weathered layoffs over the last few years.
I was hoping it didn't come to that. It crossed all of our minds. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Now, he says, it feels good to have work for a few years, at least. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
Reed's also hosting this week's episode of our podcast, Trump on Earth, where he talks with a law professor about the nuts and bolts of the U.S. withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. That's at trumponearth.org. And that's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.